The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar was very rich and powerful. His kingdom stretched as far as the eye could see. He had all that he could ever want, but he wanted more. He wanted to be great and powerful. Nebuchadnezzar, through his pride, was commending himself on how he, by his own power, built the beautiful city of Babylon. And while he was speaking these words, the Lord struck him down to live like an animal in the fields. And at the end of 7 years, when his sanity returned, he praised and worshiped God. When his mind returned, so did his honor and his kingdom, and with even greater honor than before. Then Nebuchadnezzar praised and glorified and honored the King of Heaven. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. To want means to have a desire to possess or to wish for something. I have a desire for something special at dinner, and I wish, crave, or demand to have it. A want is a good or service that is not necessary for survival, but we have a desire. To need means that good or service is required. We all want more than what we have, and the desire to get it gets so strong that we miss out on what we already have. In my mind, if someone gives me a dollar, it's not enough because I want two. If we think that if we lived in a better neighborhood or received a promotion on the job, that somehow our lives would be much better. But if I keep the same mindset, then nothing has changed and I want more. The words "I shall not want" for David meant that it was God's shepherd-like care and the end of a dissatisfied need. He said, "I shall not want," both as a declaration and as a decision. When we decide to turn over everything to God, He then becomes our supplier, and we would never experience a lack or need anything. The Bible says that in this world you should have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. "I shall not want" means that all my needs are supplied by the Lord, my shepherd. That whatever keeps me up at night shouldn't, because God will take care of my every need. It means that I do not have to worry about the things that are on the outside of my control, because in God I have rest. Some of the gravest mistakes that we as Christians make is the want for material wealth. We make that one of our primary goals in life, but this is not to be the case. In Revelation 3:17 it says, "For you say, I am rich. I have become wealthy and need nothing, and you don't realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." But Jesus made it clear to the rich young ruler that unless we are willing to give what we have, what we cherish so much, then we cannot be his disciple. "I shall not want" means that I decide not to desire more than what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. The things of the world are no longer important to me, and it's the thought of the kingdom that keeps me encouraged. What David was saying, that it's not the physical or material want, but it's one that is spiritual. And this is the reason why some Christians must take a long, hard look at their lives and see the need for a Savior. Sheep are animals that cannot care for themselves. Everything that they could ever need is provided to them by the care of a shepherd. And since the Lord is our shepherd, then we shall not want. Now, there's a story of a man that was a sheepman on a farm, and it had many sheep there for him to care for. But because he was a hired hand, he didn't really care for their needs, and they then began to suffer. They lacked the nourishment needed to sustain, and they were neglected very badly. They didn't have green fields to graze on, only bare brown fields, and every winter there was a shortage of grain and hay to keep them nourished. The only source of water that they had was one that was polluted and muddy. And because there were a lack of salt in their diets, they began to get diseased and become sickly. Now you can only imagine what a terrible sight they were to look upon. When we have leaders that we are following that really do not care for their flock, this type of thing begins to happen. The sheep get neglected, and then they become easy prey to the enemy. They lack the nourishment of the Holy Spirit because they've been led astray. This is what Satan wants. He needs for the sheep to go unattended and unguarded so he can cause them to suffer. But when we have the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we will receive the proper nourishment that is needed to keep us solid on the Word of God. In the Good Shepherd, we will never go without, because what we have is in Him. The idea behind God's role as a shepherd is a loving, caring, and concern. And we can find comfort and security in the thought that God will care for us like a shepherd cares for his sheep. We all need a shepherd because, like those sheep, we are all defenseless creatures who cannot care for themselves. Before man can truly say the Lord is my shepherd, he must first feel himself to be a sheep by nature. And we cannot know that God is our shepherd unless we feel it in ourselves that we have the same nature as a sheep. We must relate to a sheep in its foolishness and its dependency and its warped nature of its will. Absence is when something that we need is not present. A want is when a needful good is not present. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember, God will give you the desires of your heart as long as you ask Him. One love, 5 minutes.